Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
This is a 680 The Fan podcast. To hear more live and local sports content like this, tune into 680 AM or 93.7 FM or download the Fan app. And now, it's time for a Deep South legend that's been keeping it real here in Atlanta for over two decades. It's the Buck Ballew Show, only on The Fan.
Very excited about today, about the outcome of today, being able to add Michael Penix Jr. When you can add a high-caliber player like that with his intangibles, those tools, he's a winner. Very, very excited. You don't pass up that opportunity.
Terry Fontenot, he's the talk of the town today. Hey everybody, welcome to the Buck Ballew Show here on The Fan, 680 and 93.7. We are live from TPC Sugarloaf in Duluth for the Mitsubishi Electric Champions Tour event. And we've got the gang's all here. Well, almost. We've got Harper running the show here. And Harper already doing a great job. DT, I wonder who's, DT's on the scene here at Sugarloaf, so who's the engineer back at the studio?
What up, everybody?
Holloway back there?
Yes, sir.
All right, Holloway's in there. Now, no Ohio State talk today. We're crammed.
Well, unless you're talking about Marvin Harrison, but he's at the Cardinals, so.
And Road Dog Gillespie, our producer, back at the studio also. A little overcast here, no rain expected. As we tee this tournament off here, love this event, love the course, love the venue, and hoping our guys here, Stuart Sink and Billy Andrade and my old buddy back from Savannah, Gene Sowers, up here teeing it up, wishing those guys the very best here at the Mitsubishi Electric Classic at Sugarloaf. You heard from Fontenot. You're going to hear from Penix here in a moment. And we always start the show with a monologue, so let's get to the big take.
Bucks, big take.
The Falcons shocked the football world last night. Like you, I was stunned, and so was Kirk Cousins. As you probably know, I love the player. Michael Penix Jr. is exactly what the Falcons were searching for in a quarterback, a polished passer, an outstanding processor, a big-time leader. But the Falcons' plan, somewhat questionable. Penix will sit and watch Cousins for a minimum of 2 years. Cousins and the Falcons team, well, they were expecting a talent boost from that number one pick and for that impact to happen right now. Coach Raheem Morris believes this team is ready to win right now, and that would prevent the organization from being back in the top 10 to select a quarterback a couple of years down the road. Terry Fontenot says the goal is to win long term, not just for 2 to 3 years. I'm digging that. Sustained winning is the way they put it. Now, us Falcons fans are used to being a part of sustained losing. And the bottom line here is I would be furious if that pick number 8 of the first round was J.J. McCarthy, because I don't believe in J.J. McCarthy. But it's Penix, and I believe in Michael Penix Jr. Can the Falcons win the South and make the playoffs the next 2 years without a big-time cornerback or edge rusher? Well, we're about to find out. Let's hear from Penix after the pick was made last night. Penix talked about joining the Falcons and learning from Cousins.
I'm blessed with opportunity. You know, I'm gonna take advantage and make the most out of it. You know, for me, you know, coming in, obviously, Kirk Cousins, the guy who's been in the league, you know, he's been in there for a while. You know, he's played a lot of football. And so I feel like for me, I'm gonna come in and I'm gonna learn. I'm gonna learn from him. you know, try to soak in all the knowledge that I can from him, because obviously he's been in the league for a while, like I said, and you know, it's a reason behind that.
Well, I tell you what, I was stunned when the pick came down last night. Schefter, right before the pick, mentioned the Falcons were focused on a quarterback, and I immediately tweeted out, it makes no sense to be making a quarterback the pick there at number 8. And then the pick came down, Michael Penix Jr., and I was stunned. But I tell you what, after sleeping on it, I feel a little better. The mistake was not drafting Michael Penix Jr. with the 8th pick of the first round. I believe the mistake was signing Kirk Cousins to that big money contract. That's where the mistake was. And where was the disconnect? Was it Arthur Blank banging his fist on the executive boardroom table and telling Fontenot and Raheem Morris to go get Kirk Cousins, to pay him whatever the market value was. Go get Cousins in here. And then later, as the Falcons began to break down the quarterbacks in the draft, doing their due diligence, Zach Robinson studying these guys, the new offensive coordinator, determined that Michael Penix Jr. was too good to pass on if he was available with the 8th pick of the first round? Is that the way it went down? Blank demanded Cousins way before the draft. And then the collaboration determined that Penix was too good to pass on if he sat there at 8. 404-231-1680, the phone number. You want to get in here. Our NFL draft coverage is brought to you by our good friends at Harrah's Cherokee Casinos and Resorts. Let's see what else is popping out there.
Let's find out what's popping.
All right, what's popping here? We've got the Mitsubishi Electric Classic teeing off. In fact, they've already teed off. 7:15 they got underway. Darren Clark and Brett Quigley getting underway. Sink playing at 7:25. He's out early. And the Braves with some big news coming down. The former Cleveland Indians are in town for a 3-game series. They are called the Guardians now. I hadn't made the transition. I'm still wanting to call them the Indians.
I still do. So
sort of like the Washington Redskins. I'm still going with that. I hadn't made the transition to the Commanders yet either. Am I allowed to say those things on the radio?
I mean, Westy gets away with it, so, I mean, you probably can.
Westy gets away with it. He gets away with a lot more than that, brother, I can tell you that.
That's a fact.
Yeah, so Braves first of 3 tonight at Truist Park as we continue this great play. We're trending up the Braves, man. I mean, we are playing ball, getting pitching. The bullpen's been awesome. We're scoring runs, even without 3 all-star players. But the breaking news is this. Ozzie Albies off the injured list, activated. And so I'm assuming we're going to see Ozzie Albies in the lineup playing second base tonight. Fletcher has been sent back to AAA Gwinnett, and I'm sure he's disappointed about that. A lot of difference between AAA and the big leagues. And that is what's popping out there as we come on the air today. And the Braves are probably going to hit a home run tonight. I mean, you can go ahead and count on it. So you're going to score an instant round-tripper discount on a set of new Goodyear or Cooper tires the next day only at Tire Discounters. Plus, you're going to get a free alignment and a free oil change with your tire purchase. The more home runs the Braves hit, the bigger the deals are going to get at Tire Discounters. Learn more at TireDiscounters.com/Braves. All right, coming back on the other side, man, we are locked and loaded. I'll talk about the quarterbacks and where they ended up, the fits that they find themselves in. Take your call, 404-231-1680, about what the Falcons did. Plus, Kevin Butler's going to join me. We'll talk about the Bears and the likelihood that after decades have found a franchise quarterback, And but we're going to get you hooked up with a Brock Bowers draft football also. So a lot to get to. Glad you're with me. Got the Buck Belue Show here on The Fan, 680 and 93.7.
Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
Show here on The Fan, 680 and 93.7, streaming at 680thefan.com.
Welcome to Atlanta.
And that Fan mobile app, you can listen anywhere, anytime, driven by Beaver Toyota of Cumming. Beaver Direct, fastest and easiest way to shop online for your next vehicle. We are live in Duluth at TPC Sugarloaf for the Champions Tour event. And they'll be teeing off a little later. I may have misspoke earlier. But got a lot going on. 404-231-1680, the number. Let's bring on a couple of callers here, see what Frank's thinking about the Penix pick. Frank, welcome to the show, buddy.
Hello. Yes. Well, Penix, that's a great choice. Now, before the draft, I had told some of my buddies because of the Rams, they were talking about making Michael Penix Jr. Stafford's successor.
Right.
And Zach Robinson came from there. And with the Falcons having that opportunity, it's going to pay off because people aren't thinking about the Achilles injury.
Right.
Kobe Bryant talked that the kiss of death injury. They have to have a plan in place, somebody with a strong arm. And he throws a beautiful ball. With the weapons that the Falcons have, they're going to be good for a while. Everybody, chill for a minute. Stop panicking. It's going to be okay.
Hey, we appreciate it. Thanks for the hope. And I feel you, man. Look, there's a lot to like about Penix and his skill set and what he brings to the table. And no doubt he fits what the Falcons are going to do offensively. The mistake, as I mentioned earlier, was going all in on Kirk Cousins, 36 years old, coming off the Achilles tear, and then paying him all that money appears to be the problem as I see it. Jordan joins us on The Fan. Jordan, welcome to the station. We appreciate you coming on the show.
Hey, Buck. How you doing, man? Big fan, Georgia alumni. Go Dawgs.
Sick 'em.
All right. Yeah, I was on the way to dinner last night, and I was listening to you guys, and Matt got the pick early. And he starts laughing and saying it's the most Falcons pick ever, and my heart dropped. And when they announced Michael Penix, I started screaming in the car, and my wife was looking at me crazy because I was just so shocked. But I think if you watched college football last year, Penix was amazing, especially in that, you know, I think when he stepped on the stage in that Texas game where nobody really gave Washington a chance to win,
right.
He stepped up, had some big moments. So I love the player. You know, the Kirk Cousins situation, I think, is a little weird, and I agree with you on paying him that money. The only thing I will say is I think in a couple years now we'll see that that's just going to be the contract for, you know, the average quarterback, and these guys are going to end up being making like $60-65 million. So,
yeah.
The only thing I can think of for the rhyme and reason is just Terry Fontenot doesn't think they're going to be picking inside the top 20 in the next 5 years.
Yeah, he
that's
said
just how
that.
I made myself. Yeah, that's just how I made myself come to peace with it. But definitely shocked, and I think hopefully we'll address everything on the defensive side in the second round because there's a lot of talent left with
now.
All the offensive picks.
Yeah, pick in the second, two in the third. You got to hit these needs that you have: cornerback, edge rusher, nose tackle, wide receiver. Got to find a way to get it done here, and you're exactly right. Fontenot did say after the pick last night he didn't foresee he sees the Falcons winning immediately. And so being back in the top 10 – to select one of the top quarterbacks, future quarterbacks in the draft, wasn't going to be likely for the Atlanta Falcons, so they felt the need to pull the trigger right now. Ronnie joins us on 680 The Fan. Hello, Ronnie.
Hello, Buck. So last night I heard or I read somewhere that Kirk Cousins said he was surprised that the Falcons took a quarterback with the eighth pick. My question to you and everyone is, knowing that, would he have still signed with the Falcons had he known they were going to take a quarterback with their eighth pick?
Well, like everybody else, I'm sure he was assuming that the Falcons, I mentioned this in the monologue opening the show, like everybody else, expecting the Falcons to take an impact player that could make them better today, this upcoming season. Getting an impact out of the first round pick, whether it was an edge rusher or a cornerback or a Lord knows, another receiver, a big receiver. They're going to need one if they're going to run this scheme that Zach Robinson's going to run. And so going with a quarterback, I'm sure, caught him off guard. Did he deserve a phone call from the Falcons? And reportedly, they made a quick call to Kirk and while they were on the clock and said, hey, we're taking a quarterback here. So he wasn't completely caught off guard. He's probably stunned like the rest of us. But he knows coming in, if he can get that Achilles right, he's going to be the starter and be the starter for at least a couple of seasons. And that's what Scott Finneran all messed up today. Heard him on the locker room show earlier this morning, and Finn all upset that Penix is going to be sitting for a couple of years. Plan A is for Cousins to lead this team for a minimum of two seasons. So your top 10 pick, the quarterback, Michael Penix, will be watching for a minimum of 2 years. Cousins play the game, and it's a little bit tough to take because you're hoping the team would have gotten an impact player to help you win right now. But apparently they think they can win without having a impact player this coming season. Scott joins us on 680 Buck Belushi.
Hey, Buck.
Hello, Scott.
Listen. Hey, can you hear me, Buck?
Yeah, man, we can hear you.
All right, cool. Listen, I've played 6 years minor league baseball for the Red Sox. I was an agent for 2 years. You never know what's going behind the scenes in the front office. I mean, Arthur Blank might have said, hey, we are taking him no matter what. But we don't know that kind of stuff.
Well, I think he did that with Cousins. All right. My educated guess is he demanded that he was going to provide the cash to go out and sign Kirk Cousins now. And then they determined between then and the draft that Penix was too valuable, too good a fit to pass on.
Like, pick the best athlete you got, and they picked Penix. I mean... Anyway,
you don't like the
I
player?
I think it's a good pick. I love the player.
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah, he's an athlete as they come.
4-3 laid down at the combine.
It was just shocking. It was shocking, man. But whatever. I'm Falcons.
Yeah, we appreciate calling in, man. Thanks for listening to the show. And when you look at these quarterbacks, man, what we got last night was they tied an all-time record with six quarterbacks going in the first round. Got to go back to 1983. That was back in the day when I was playing the quarterback position. And six went in 1983, and six went last night to tie the all-time record. Bears scored with Caleb Williams. We'll talk with Kevin Butler about that here in just a moment, what Chicago is expecting out of him. You got the Commanders. I feel bad for Jaden Daniels going to the Commanders because he's got craziness all the way around him. I'm just wondering, is there any way he can be successful in Washington with Josh Harris, the crazy owner they've got there? You got Q as the head coach. He's more than a little bit odd. And then you got Cliff Kingsbury, the offensive coordinator, who also is looked at as being a little bit crazy. So I'm feeling bad for Jaden Daniels today. Patriots go Drake May. And I think the Patriots fans are probably refreshed because for so many years under Bill Belichick, they would have traded out of that pick They would have accumulated more picks, and they just never, ever seemed to be drafting any of these top-rated players. So with Belichick out, they finally pull the trigger on a big-time quarterback talent. Then you you see the Falcons taking Penix, the Vikings in a panic at 11, overdraft J.J. McCarthy, the Broncos desperate for a quarterback, Sean Payton, take Bo Nix, a guy that probably wasn't set to go in the first round. And then you got the Raiders, they're desperate for a quarterback, not able to get one in the first round. So, yeah, that all was a little bit crazy last night. Let's go to the Hobson & Hobson Newsmaker line. Bring on College Football Hall of Famer, Georgia legend, and a Chicago Bears legend, a member of that Super Bowl championship team back in the 80s. One of my best friends in the world, Kevin Butler, joins us on the show. KB, what's going on, man? How do you think these fans in Chicago are feeling today?
Well, I think they're pretty excited. You know, it's something that has kind of been the missing piece since maybe 1985 in Chicago, with having a quarterback that I think can come in and bring some instant confidence to the organization, and certainly having the number one pick and being able to go out there and get Caleb Williams was a huge, huge pickup for the Chicago Bears. They've got a lot of talent on that offense, and now, hopefully, Caleb can come in and kind of pick up where he was in college and be productive and, you know, not try to have to go out there and win games, but really go out there and manage the football team that has a lot of weapons on offense right now.
He is he's going to bring this Hollywood thing to Chicago. Is that going to play in the Windy City?
No, I don't think anything other than the Windy City plays in the Windy City. And, you know, the one thing that, you know, at first he came out and said he didn't want to go to Chicago. And then I think he finally understood what the opportunities were. I was talking to Cedric Van Pran, the Georgia center, and there's been a lot of talk about Chicago possibly getting him. And the only advice I gave Cedric was, you know, embrace it. If you go to Chicago and you give it your all, you will always be a Chicago Bear. And I think that's certainly Caleb's in that position right now, and even a bigger position, being the number one pick, being a quarterback, being the face of the franchise. Chicago is one of those cities, much like, you know, the Bostons, and even here in Atlanta when you're talking the Braves. When you go out there and you give it their all, give it your all, they appreciate it, and they want to be part of it with you. And I think that's probably the funnest thing. I think all of these rookies that go to a lot of these, you know, great cities, that's the excitement they have. They're going to go out there. They're good athletes. They know what they're doing. But to go out there and mentally be on your game every day, and to respect the people in the city you're playing for, that's all part of the process.
The Bears fans up in Chicago are starving for a franchise quarterback, and they've had a few guys that have made a little bit of a run up there. Jay Cutler comes to mind. You know, Eric Kramer had a minute or two up in the Windy City. Yeah. Rex Grossman, Kyle Orton, just coming off the Justin Fields experiment that didn't work out very well. What's it going to take for a quarterback to be successful in Chicago?
Well, I think Caleb's set up right now for it. I don't think, you know,
with Eberflus,
Baggett. Yeah, but I just don't think Tyson Baggett, you know, the quarterback that we had up there, you know, right now is that guy. I don't think that name brings hope. I think Chicago fans, as you were watching the draft last night, they're dressed up as Bears. They've got all the uniforms on. They're into it like the Detroit Lions fans were. When you have fans that are that committed to the team, and they're going to give you every chance to succeed, and I think they want to see somebody come in there and take that opportunity and do the best with it. I think that Jay Cutler had great years there, but Jay was detached from the fans in Chicago. He was his own guy, and he did things his own way. You know, to be a Chicago Bear, and to be successful in that city, you will always be their player. And I think if you're the number one pick, as Caleb Williams was, he has been put on that pedestal for a quarterback like no other quarterback since Jim McMahon. And Jim did it a little different, but anywhere in Chicago you go right now, and you mentioned number nine, Jim McMahon, they know who it is.
Hey, can't have you on without asking about what the Falcons did last night. Were you stunned?
Yeah, I was pretty stunned. It was a shock. I think that with what the Falcons have done, getting their quarterback, putting up $100 million for the quarterback, there is a lot of other ways to get a quarterback, and especially a 28-year-old quarterback. I think that the age is the biggest factor to me, because in 2 years, you're going to put yourself right back in the spot of trying to find a quarterback for the future. Not too many quarterbacks play successfully from 28 to 38 years old. And I just think that, the Falcons had a lot of opportunity to do something that got the fans fired up, and certainly made them a better team. Not that Penix is not going to make them a better team, but they're not going to make them a better team until in the future, and I don't know how far in the future that could be.
KB, thanks for chiming in today. We appreciate you coming on the show. We'll see you soon.
You got it, Buck.
Kevin Butler joining us on the Hobson & Hobson Newsmaker line. Everybody was wondering, in this part of the country, all these Bulldog fans, okay, where is Brock Bowers going to go? And Brock Bowers ends up going to the Las Vegas Raiders with the 13th pick of the first round. No, the Raiders are desperate for a quarterback, because right now they're trotting out a guy that, if you rated out the 32 quarterbacks in the National Football League, Aiden O'Connell would probably be at number 32. There was no quarterback to take when their pick came up at 13. And I'm sure the Raiders did what they could trying to move up to get a guy like the Broncos and Vikings were attempting to do in the picks right before them. So they take Brock Bowers. And I think it's a good place for Brock Bowers long term. I mean, what 20-something-year-old wouldn't want to live out in Vegas playing NFL football? He's a West Coast guy. That would be a good fit for a West Coast dude like Bowers. But doesn't have a quarterback to get him the football now. So I'm sure privately he's a little bit disappointed with that. Wishing Brock Bowers the very best. Maybe he can just get through this 1 year. 1 year without a quarterback, then the Raiders are able to secure a legitimate quarterback moving forward, and then Brock Bowers is going to be in a really, really great place. Let's go back to the Hobson & Hobson Newsmaker line, bring on Bye Bye back from Nyco Sports. He's got an exclusive Brock Bowers commemorative limited edition football for $119.95. And tell us about it, Bob. We appreciate you coming on the show, man.
The Fan's got a Georgia Bulldogs national champion on the beat.
25-20, far sideline, 15-10-5. Get in there! Touchdown!
This is the Bulldog Beat with Buck Ballou, presented by Georgia's Own Credit Union and attorney Ken Nugent.
Bob, hey, we appreciate your time, man. So tell everybody about the Brock Bowers football.
Yeah, we put this out this today, after the draft last night and him going to the Raiders and number 13th pick. It's a limited edition full-size football that features his likeness on one of the panels. Only 2024 of these will ever be made. Portion of the proceeds buck will go to Get Comfortable for Literacy Intervention, which is a very important charity. We've raised about $3.3 million for various charitable things over the years, and I know your show and your great listeners have been a part of that. These are only $119.95 each. Only 2,024 will ever be made. You'll get a numbered certificate of authenticity. Everything on the various panels is embossed, so it really makes it pop out and look really cool. Before I give out that phone number and website, I do want to point out a couple things on the football itself. The top panel has an action image of Brock right there in the center, the national championship logos from each of the two championships that he was a big part of for the Bulldogs. His second panel has some of his career awards and statistics. And then the third panel has a beautiful panoramic photograph of the stadium up there in Athens that stretches from one side of the panel to the other. If you want to go ahead and get these, again, only 2,024 will ever be made. These are $119.95 each. The toll-free number to order is 1-800-345-2868. That's 1-800-345-2868 or NICOSports.com, NICOSports.com. That's NICOSports.com. And I was thinking when I contacted you, you still got some stuff in your arm. I know you were the quarterback in the 1980 championship team. I know Brock could probably use you out there in Las Vegas.
Yeah. Yeah, without a quarterback in year number one, the popularity for Brock Bowers, I mean, one of the few at Georgia, and they've been playing football a long time, three-time All-American players. The last to do it, David Pollack, who we had on the show this week. So
yep.
Pretty obvious that he's a very popular player with the Bulldog Nation. And I just want to thank you for providing this to the Bulldog Nation out there. I've talked to some people very excited about this news coming down on this one.
Yeah, you know, and you know, I covered the NFL for 10 years, covered the old Washington Redskins and the Baltimore Colts back in the 1970s. And I remember, you know, back in those days, you had John Mackey, you had Mike Ditka, you had Jerry Smith. Some, the tight end became a very prominent position in the NFL. Then it faded away for a while until last few years with Travis Kelce and George Kittle doing that thing. It's. I think Brock's going to be right up there with those type of players while his career gets launched in the NFL. And to be able to be drafted the 13th pick overall in the NFL draft these days goes to show you just how important his talents are being regarded in the NFL.
Yeah, back in those days, you were talking about it was just an in-line position. They lined up with a hand in the dirt next to the offensive tackle. And I just love the way these coordinators and game planners and play callers are utilizing these big receivers. Now, I don't call him a tight end. I call him a big receiver. They're going to flex him out. They're going to split him out. Heck, I even saw him line up at running back and get the ball this past year, picking up a first down. A supremely talented player. Great teammate. The Raiders are getting a great guy, and the Bulldog Nation, they're not going to forget about this guy anytime soon. Brock Bowers, commemorative limited edition football, $119.95. And you can call 800-345-2868, 345-2868. Or go to NICOSports.com. That's NICOSports.com. Bob, keep up the great work, man. Keep them coming.
All right. Hey, Buck, it's always a pleasure talking to you. Enjoy your day and your weekend coming up, and I know we'll be chatting down the line.
Sounds good, man. Keep up the good work. We appreciate it. And let me give you my address. You can go ahead and send one of those footballs on to the Ballou household. I've got a couple of boys be very excited to get one of those. Oh, goodness, he already hung up. My goodness. All right, coming back on the other side, what do the Falcons do now? I've got that answer for you next. We are live from TPC Sugarloaf in Duluth for the Mitsubishi Electric Classic. We're taking you to 11 here on 680 The Fan.
Tonight in Arkansas, there's a mother tucking in her daughter and turning off the light. A business owner is burning the midnight oil. An at-home dinner date is plating up possibility. And it's all happening under one roof. How? The power of a conversation, like the one John from Integrity Solutions had with First Horizon Bank about his vision for a sustainable mixed-use building. Now it's not just words, it's life. First Horizon Bank, let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/John. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.
From TPC Sugarloaf, getting ready for Great Golf Champions Tour event in town. Mitsubishi Electric Classic. Boys are going to be teeing off here coming up very soon. DT, take the list I was reading off earlier. I don't need the Pro-Am list. That messed me up. 10:45, first tee time today. So, yeah, don't get confused with what I'm telling you.
It's a really a good feel, Buck. You recognize, you know, some of these names. You got major winners from the past.
I was texting Billy Andre saying, "Look, go out and make a lot of putts here today and through the weekend." He texted back and said, "Baloo, I like the way you're thinking here."
Friend of the show, Stuart Sink. I saw Miguel Angel Jimenez walking through the park.
Smoking a cigar?
I imagine he's getting ready to, or you know, maybe have some red wine here before the event kicks off.
I was doing TV sports down in Savannah and got to know Gene Sowers very well. Yeah. One of the great golfers to come out of Savannah, Georgia. He's still teeing it up here on the Champions Tour. Looking forward to seeing Gene, hopefully. If I can bar Harper's credential.
We'll figure something out.
Yeah, we'll figure it out. Yeah. But looking forward to seeing Gene out here, too. We had big fun. Tim O'Neill, also from Savannah, Georgia, in the event. 12:35 tee off there. So, yeah, great golf every year here. Love the course. The venue's awesome. TPC Sugarloaf. And always a great field here in Atlanta.
Oh, yeah, multiple major winners in the field. Heck, Vijay Singh's teeing off 12:45. He made the cut of the Masters, Buck, just a couple of weeks ago. A lot of these guys still have a lot of game. And yeah, just a little overcast out here, but I think it's going to be a beautiful day.
Yeah, no rain.
Yeah,
no rain.
We're going to be okay.
But, hey, the story of the day, what do you say we talk a little more Falcons football?
The Dirty Birds are in our blood. And guys like Buck know what's happening in the huddle. Let's dive into Falcons football on The Fan.
Yeah, what's happening? Hey, let me be clear again. Michael Penix Jr., I love the player. Love him. If you've been listening to the show between the time the season ended and into the first round of the draft yesterday, then you know that I appreciate the skill set that Michael Penix Jr. brings to the table. He was the most polished passer in the draft, the most polished pocket passer in this draft, an elite processor. And as we got to know Raheem Morris and Zach Robinson and what they were valuing at the quarterback position, was a guy that can step up to the line of scrimmage before and after the snap of the ball and process what that defense is doing and where the ball should be going. Processing information quickly. And Penix is outstanding at that. He's also played a ton of football. He's been a big-time winner as a quarterback. He even made Indiana win football games. I mean, talk about amazing. I mean, he even had the Hoosiers winning football games and then did great things out in Washington with the Huskies. So there's a lot to love about securing the skill set of Michael Penix Jr., and I think he fits what the Falcons scheme, what they want to do scheme-wise on offense, fits them perfectly moving forward. So the message to you is to get over it. So you're not going to get an impact first-round player this year. You will. He's just going to show up a couple years from now. Or if something happens to Kirk Cousins, then Penix, you'll be glad they took Penix. So what do the Falcons do now? Well, they've got to hit some needs, and you should know what the needs are for your Atlanta Falcons. They did not address them last night. They need a nose tackle to fit the scheme they're going to play on defense. So a defensive interior defensive lineman is going to be necessary. They need a cornerback opposite A.J. Terrell. They need a big receiver. We've got a lot of slot receivers. They're going to need a bigger receiver to line up. And in that bunch formation that you're going to see a lot of, 11 personnel grouping about 90% of the time. And so you need a receiver, a bigger receiver that can help you block in the run game. And so that's what the Falcons will be trying to do at this point in time. With pick number 43 coming up today, then you got 2 third-round picks. So I wouldn't lose hope right now with your Atlanta Falcons. Got a chance to address these needs, which you typically are going to do after the first round is complete. So pick 43. Falcons are going to be looking to fill these needs on their big board. Guys like maybe a Keon Coleman from Florida State, big receiver. Also, Ennis Rakestraw, cornerback out of Missouri, really good football player. TJ Tampa, cornerback. Kool-Aid McKinstry, not sure about that nickname, but, you know, he can ball out a little bit. And then 2 third-round picks, which are going to come in handy. Ridley gave us one with the way he played down in Jacksonville. So we got pick 74 and pick 79. Javon Baker, receiver, went to Florida, UCF, also a big receiver, might be a good fit there. Johnny Wilson out of Florida State, a big receiver. Look at Billy Andre showing up, and he looks like he's ready to go low today. Look for Andre to go low. Here at Sugarloaf, a couple of cornerbacks, second or third round. You got Kyree Jackson. Keep an eye on him out of Oregon. You got Andrew Phillips out of Kentucky. Highly thought of. And that nose tackle, Tavondre Sweat, out of Texas, might be somebody the Falcons are targeting also. Chris Jenkins, maybe, out of Michigan, defensive lineman. That's what the Falcons be focused on in rounds 2 and 3. So all in all, it has been a crazy night leading into a crazy morning. And so this is what you get with the NFL draft these days.
I don't know about you, but the rest of the first round felt like an absolute blur, a chaotic blur after what happened at number 8.
Yeah, I'm thrilled with Penix, the player.
Absolutely. A promising future. It just
seems a little crazy
for so many reasons we can't list right now. It just didn't make sense.
Hey, and if you're getting ready to party down, I know Cinco de Mayo is coming up next week, and regardless of how you plan to celebrate, make sure you do it with our friends at Corona Extra. Join 680 and Corona Extra 4 to 6 p.m. on Thursday, next Thursday at Racetrack, Peachtree Parkway and Cumming. Hey, that's right down the street from me. And then Friday, May the 3rd, Racetrack, Spring Road in Smyrna. 680 The Fan's going to be hanging out. We'll be registering and giving away really cool prizes, including a Corona Beach Cruiser bike, a Modelo skateboard, and a snowboard, too. For full details, go to 680thefan.com/racetrack. This is all coming from 680 The Fan, Corona Extra, and Racetrack. Racetrack, whatever gets you going. You got to be 21 or older to enter. All right, let's get to the final word.
Time for the final word. Brought to you by Howard Brothers, keeping Georgia green since 1955.
All right, I'm going to exit, try to make you feel a little bit better, okay? What if Cousins and that Achilles injury prevents him from being ready to play this season? What about that? Well, the Falcons have that covered with a plug-and-play quarterback in Michael Penix Jr. Cousins is 36. He's taken a lot of shots. What if this season or next season he takes another big shot and he goes down injured? Falcons have this covered. They've got Michael Penix Jr. ready to plug and play. So try to lean on that. Got the Cellini and Domino show coming up next. They'll continue with this storyline. Appreciate you hanging out all week long here on the Buck Belue Show. On The Fan, 680 and 93.7.
This is a 680 The Fan podcast. To hear more live and local sports content like this, tune into 680 AM or 93.7 FM or download the Fan app.
Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.
This morning in the Atlanta airport, no one's missing a meal on Mac Wilburn's watch. With 11 restaurants to serve passengers, he's got dining for every destination. And it all started when Mac talked with First Horizon Bank about opening a franchise in the airport. Now it's open for business and cleared for takeoff. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Mac. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
The Fan is ready for Brave season. Are you?
3-1 smoked high in the air, deep center field, and heading for the horizon. A home run by Olsen.
We're streaming every game of the Braves 2024 season free on the 680 The Fan app.
So make sure you download it now and don't miss a pitch of the Braves this season.